Bokir tov to everyone. Today is the last day before we start the halachas of Chanukah. We're holding in Siman Amud Beis Halacha Ches. We're going to halacha Tes Zayin. So we're discussing the importance of having a healthy diet. And the Kitzur Shechana teaches us amazing facts, medical facts. The most moderate food is what's called bread that's made of wheat. So here is already sources, early sources, almost 200 years ago. 150 years ago, that telling us that when it comes to all these what we call white flour and all the concerns that now we know about that get stuck in our stomach and in our intestines, were already known in the days of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, certainly, and he's basing it on the Rambam. And therefore, one should be careful when it comes to the different types of flours. The best thing is, as the kids are teaching us, is to take what's called wheat. And it shouldn't be highly refined flour, which I probably would say is the equivalent of white flour that we have today. In fact, he writes that there should be a little bit of mulsan. Mulsan is the bran to help with the digestion. Also, it gives a little bit more particulars. It has to be that moderately fermented, and there's a little bit of salt, and it's baked in an oven. Anything else that's made from wheat is not a good idea. What about meat? So the Kitzur says that meat, best meat is Keves ben Shnosser, which basically means lamb of the first year, and sucklings of goats. But intestines, like, you know, different types of what do we call it? People put a lot of kishkes and stuff like that. Not the greatest thing to have. When it comes to cows and goats, so which are of later years, and aged cheese, these are not good foods, and they're actually harmful to the body. When it comes to poultry, so it's much easier to digest. We know the chicken's much easier to digest, and that's where you'll notice it won't give you much of a stomach ache and won't knock you out. The best of the poultry is actually hen, to have hen. The doctors say probably the most important principle, and that is that food that a person is used to eating will not harm him, even if it's bad food, as long as he doesn't fill up his stomach. What an amazing lesson, because that means that a person can eat their most healthiest food, but he's eating too much of it, it will not be good for them. The Kitzur goes on to tell us that a person should not eat the heart of an animal or a bird. Why? Because it's kosher shechel. And there's a whole list, if you look in the Pesukei Teshuvos, of the list of things that cause a person to forget the Torah, especially when it comes to a male. That means women don't have this stringency as much as males do. Some are makbid on it, but the reason is because a male's mechuyev in Talmud Torah, although a woman also has a mitzvah to learn Talmud Torah, the things that she's supposed to know. But nevertheless, so there's a whole list of things that a person should be careful. Kitzur doesn't give everything here. He's speaking simply about eating hearts of an animal and on poultry, and also to eat from food that a mouse or a cat ate from. But there's a lot more that's listed in, if you look in Pesukei Teshuvos. When it comes to, you know, actually, Chaim Kanievsky writes that one of the reasons why you're not supposed to read the writing on a cave, on a grave, on the Matzeva is because it causes shechecha, but the way to fix it is to put the stones back on it. That's where when some say that that's the minig of the stones. What about the best time to eat? When should a person eat? So the Kitzur says a big yisoy. The person should eat when he really needs to eat, not with an artificial desire. That's what he calls. So they say differentiates between what's called a taiva amitit versus a taiva zora. Unbelievable. Basically, the difference is one is called hunger when a person really is hungry, and that means that his stomach is empty, versus something the person just has what's called an appetite. So a person that's healthy, says the Kitzur Shulchan, should eat really twice a day, which is amazing. A lot of people now do this. And unless a person is older and weaker, then they should eat a few times a day and have a little bit each time. But a normal person should be able to eat twice a day. And clearly you see that the more a person eats, usually it's going to work the stomach out more and it's going to knock the person out. So a person, in order to be healthy, the Kitzur says another very important principle is to make sure that the stomach is empty. Now he says that digestion for an average person who basically is healthy and is also does somewhat of exercise, moderate exercise, it takes about 6 hours. You could calculate from breakfast till lunchtime that 6 hours pass, and then you could eat lunchtime, and that's your main meal. And in Israel, that's what they do. They have meat and stuff, instead of in America where they have meat at night, which is really not a smart idea because it knocks a person out. And at night, you should really eat like light stuff. It's good. The Kitzur recommends also to skip one meal, and best to do that actually on Friday, Shabbos, Friday lunch, instead of having Tomeh. To actually skip that, it helps with the digestion, and it's also proper because it's covered Shabbos Kodesh. It's good to accustom a person to eat what's called pashachis. So pashachis doesn't have to be dafka bread. A person can say it could even be cake. I wouldn't suggest cake. I don't think cake's so healthy, but could be mezainas, cereal, etc. I saw from Shomad Yashiv Zechazadik Vachosa says cereal. And the idea is that there's tremendous amount of sicknesses that are avoided by a person eating Pashach. So again, this is if you're someone who has other considerations, so a special diet, that's a different story. But in general, if a person can do that, it's a big thing. Someone should also eat foods that are what's called mashalsha. That means they loosen the bowels. And don't mix those foods with other foods. Very interesting. And you should wait. Because the idea is that your stomach should be empty. And the lighter the food is, meaning digestion-wise, that's the food that should come first. So that's why you start eating. It's actually based on the Rambam. So that's why we have chicken before meat. People don't know when that, and your fish, right? It comes before chicken. And the best thing is, this is the most amazing lesson, is that digestion doesn't start in the stomach. It actually starts in the mouth. And that's the reason why a person should already chew. And they always say to kids, chew your food well. Yes, you're really supposed to chew, because that's already the beginning of the digestive process. And when you're chewing it and it gets mixed up with the saliva, so this way, swallowing is actually a terrible thing to do, swallowing your food or eating your food very fast. It's best to chew it. Mamasha, it's almost like a liquid. So you're drinking your food. Also, here's an amazing thing. The Kitzur says that people are different. He calls it Einon Shamim Bemizgam. People are different. They have a different, what's called constitutions. What does that mean? A person, for some people, certain food is going to be good. For some people, it's not going to be good. And every person has to check in. That's why it's interesting. He says, check with your doctor or with your nutritionist. What are the things that are going to be good for you, that are going to work with you? But in general, says the Kitzur Chinuch, there is a hierarchy of foods, which are better and worse. And this is basically the list that he gives. So fish, big fish and that are salty and aged, and also aged cheese, which you mentioned before. So this is the category that and meat that's also salty meat, truffles and mushrooms, wine straight from the press, or food that's already started to spoil, like it has an odor, and anything that has a bad odor, that he calls mamish a samamovis. That's like poisonous to the body. So basically, this is a this is definitely not a list that you want to. That you want to start with. According to the Kitzur Shulchan, you should never eat these foods. So that knocks out a lot of foods from your diet. The next category, he says, are bad, but they're not as bad as the first list that we just listed. So therefore, a person should only eat a little bit, and after, not often. You shouldn't get used to eating them. So what are they? What are they? Big fish, but they're not salty and they're not aged. Cheese and milk. After 24 hours after it was already milked. Then also meat of bulls and bullocks and goats. Bread made from barley. Cabbage, grass, and onions. Garlic, mustard, and radishes. All these are not good foods, so therefore don't have a lot of them. And in fact, the Kitzur says best to eat them during the winter and not during the summer. Because as you see, the summer has a more of a difficult time for a person to digest, and that's the reason why you're supposed to eat less during the summer. And lastly, for today, there's foods that are not as harmful as the list that we just did. We'll call them grade C. So that is including waterfowl, basically geese and ducks, young pigeons, dates, very interesting, and bread that was kneaded with oil. Was the flour that was sifted properly, and there's no trace of bran. Remember, we said that bran actually helps in the digestive system. So all these, a person should not eat too much large quantities of these foods, although, albeit they're not as bad as the first two categories. Mr. Hashem will continue tomorrow.